Shelby Sparks is going to share his testimony. Shelby hangs out on Wee Wednesday, and I got to know him through that way, and we've been hanging out a little bit, but he is a lover of Jesus and a follower, and I just want him to speak from his heart and just share with us some of his journey and what he's up to.
Okay, well, first, I was born a sinner, and yet I still sin. I went to church as a kid. I was born into a Christian family. I got into high school. Never really, I guess Sam always has a saying, do you know Jesus or do you know of Jesus? And in high school, all the way up until my injury, which I was in a pole vaulting accident my sophomore year of high school, I broke my skull open and I had a neck fracture. Until then, I knew of Jesus, but I didn't really know who Jesus was and what it meant to be a Christian. It was that day I realized when the doctor came in and told me, look, you probably shouldn't be alive right now, that I needed to know more about Christ. And that is when I really pursued his word. I started going to church more, reading the Bible a little bit. But even then, to me, knowing about Christ and knowing Christ are totally different things. When knowing about Christ, you know about his word, you know who he is, what he did for us. But when you know Christ, that's when you really give your whole heart to Christ. And that's something I'm working on now still with Sam. I'm becoming discipled, and then I want to go out and make more disciples. It's tough living the Christian life, knowing that there are people that are going to put you down and that are going to make fun of you because of your religion and everything else. But it's not about that. It's about sharing his word and proclaiming the name of Jesus. When I finally do make a disciple, I know where I need to start, and that's in my home. I have 4 siblings that know about Jesus, but they don't know who he is, and they have not accepted Christ into their hearts yet, and it's really put a burden on my heart to know that, because I'm so strong in my faith, and they're just dwindling by knowing really nothing about the Lord. And my dad, he's completely lost. He has no idea anymore what the word of God is. And so that's where I'm going to start, and I just encourage everybody to, you know, get discipled and share the word of Jesus, because there's nothing better in your life that you can do.
That's awesome. Wait. So he's a Butler County kid who's fellowshipping with a lot of folks, and he's one of the brightest and best there that we've got. And I just wanted to, you're from where? What city are you from?
I'm from Mount Ridge, Kansas.
Okay, great. And what is your intention with your family? You've got that burden, but what's your intention with your family?
To let them accept Jesus Christ in their heart and hopefully make more disciples within my family.
Amen. Great. So we're just loving watching Shelby grow and Shelby expand in his faith. And I want to pray for him. And there's about 40 or 50 others that are coming to Wee Wednesday at around. And Shelby is committed to growing in Jesus and to communicating with him and to making disciples. And we're just so excited about Shelby and what the Lord's doing in his life. So we're going to pray for you, okay? Father, thank you so much for this young man that you caught at a young age and that you've shifted the course of his life a couple times. And in that, it's letting to you. And I thank you that he loves you and is learning of you and knows the difference between knowing about you and knowing you. And so, Lord, take him deep in his revelation of the Holy Spirit. I pray you would use him to make disciples. We pray for his family, that you would touch his dad, you would touch his siblings, that you would move upon them by the power of the Spirit. And Lord, just make him a missionary to his own home, and especially on the campus out of Butler County. We pray, Father, for this man, fill him with your Spirit, using for your glory. Expand your glory in your government, Jesus, and the knowledge of you through this young man who loves you so much. We just commit Shelby to you now, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'll pray for Shelby, say amen.